When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Kevin 27 World. This show is Kevin 27, and it's an off day tomorrow, so I'm going to sleep late. We got another fire episode here today, and today we're going to be talking about the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. We're going to go through it. I still haven't watched it yet. We're going to break it down, instant reaction, all of that. And then, obviously, we're going to just go on and talk about various Marvel topics and various topics going on in the Twitterverse. Obviously, we got some heat dropped by Quavo today. So, it's been a crazy, crazy couple weeks. And Kendrick Lamar has yet to respond. So, let's go ahead and let's get into this trailer with Deadpool and Wolverine. I cannot wait to watch it. I'm sure it's going to be a good one.
I told you, you're not welcome.
Light up that exotic if you got it.
Now get the fuck out of my bar.
Just give me one more drink and then I'll leave.
This can't be a coincidence. Why is it starting right just now, like the look, lady, the dead or the Wolverine trailer from the
right,
video
well,
game?
I'm sort of on the tick, so upsy daisy. Here we go.
Oh, whiskey dick of the claws. It's quite common in Wolverines over 40.
You don't want this.
Unless you want to take a deep breath through your fucking forehead.
Whiskey dick of the claws is crazy.
I'm about to lose everything that I've ever cared about.
Not my fucking problem.
Is that what you said when your world went to shit?
Oh, shit.
Come again.
This so is this a Wolverine not even from the Logan era?
Want to talk about what's haunting you, or should we wait for a third act flashback?
Go fuck yourself.
Oh shit, we get Wolverine without the ugly sleeves, thank God.
Trust me, kid, I'm no hero.
Thank God, those sleeves were freaking wretched.
You were the X-Man. I am soaking wet right now.
Silly.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yo, was that Ant-Man?
Big slow motion action sequence. Who knows if you live or die? Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
And then jumping into one of the Doctor Strange portals?
Wanna do some cocaine?
Hey, cocaine is the one thing that Feige said is off limits.
What about Bolivian marching powder?
They know all the slang terms. They have a list.
Even snowboarding?
Even disco dust.
White girl interrupted?
Even forest bump.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yes, but I can't.
Hey, yo. That shit was fire. I want to watch it again. That was really
Whiskey
good.
Whiskey dick of the claws. It's quite common in Wolverines over 40.
You don't want.
I need to watch this again. But this time. Yo, let's watch it. 75.
I told you, you're not welcome here. You're not welcome anywhere.
Light up that exotic if you got it.
My bar.
Just give me one.
Not on expensive. We got Jack Daniel Coca-Cola beers. Salute.
Hi, Peanut. I'm gonna need you to come with me right now. Look, lady, I'm not interested.
Bro, Logan called him a lady.
Sort of on the tick, so upsy daisy.
Oh, whiskey dick of the claws.
It's quite common in Wolverines over 40.
You don't want this.
Now, what does that mean, Wolverines over 40? Because remember, Wolverine be like alive for like 100 years or some shit.
I'm about to lose everything that I've ever cared about.
Not my fucking problem.
Is that what you said when your world went to shit?
So the Fox universe just looked like a wasteland? That's pretty interesting.
This Wolverine let down his entire world.
Want to talk about
damn, he stabbed Wolverine or Wolverine stabbed Deadpool in the nuts with his claws? That's a little crazy.
Go fuck yourself.
I don't know anything about saving worlds, but you do.
Who was that in that picture? Was that Barrow's people?
You were an X-Man. You were the X-Man.
Yeah.
I am soaking wet right now.
Who is this small person?
This is so silly.
It's a ball civilization?
This is what I'm talking about.
So not only was that Ant-Man, but that was like, or Ant-Man's head, but like his whole body.
Who knows if you live or die?
Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go.
To do some cocaine.
Hey, cocaine is the one thing that Feige said is off limits.
What about Bolivian marching powder?
They know all the slang terms. They have.
Yo, what do they call cocaine in your city?
Even disco dust.
White girl interrupted.
Even forest bump.
Do you want to build a snowman?
I think yes. They just call it white girl out here.
I can't.
Which is pretty standard. I don't think they call it anything crazy. So. Yeah, the Deadpool official trailer with Wolverine actually looks pretty fire. You know, I am super excited for Deadpool and Wolverine, the unofficial Deadpool 3 sequel. Yo, this is going to be fire, man, and I cannot wait. You know, considering the lack of Marvel movies this year, it's going to be refreshing. I'm actually disappointed that it comes out July 26th. So it's like damn near August, you know, but hey, man, beggars can't be choosy. Ain't that what they say? So I'm sitting here waiting on a Marvel movie and I cannot wait. It has been so long. I think I might even buy a Deadpool shirt for this one, not even make one. I think I want to just buy one, man, just to buy it, you know. Salute. I'm super happy for Deadpool, and I am super happy for Hugh Jackman making his return as Wolverine, because no one will ever be able to do that role justice. I mean, he is the perfect Wolverine. That role would never be done justice, so you got to take it for what it is. Anytime Hugh Jackman is willing to come back and play Wolverine, you know, it's always going to be special. It's like, Now, we had to wait longer, obviously, because Logan came out, what, 2017 or something? I think 2016. So, yeah, that came out then, so it hasn't been that long. But because I was going to compare him to Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. But it's still kind of the same thing. Like, anytime Tobey Maguire wants to play Spider-Man, the fan base will always welcome him back because he's the OG, the original. Now, Andrew Garfield, he was it was a little harder to get used to him. And then Tom Holland, he came and stole, obviously, the Spider-Man show. But still, I think it's good. You know, I think it's good for Marvel that I guess they, you know, peeled back and just said, you know what? You guys complaining is too much. We're going to take a little off your plate. So next time you eat, you're going to want to finish this whole meal. So I guess it's good for that. It's not good for, you know, Marvel super fans like me and Marvel podcasters on top of that, that, you know, want to see, you know, consistent Marvel greatness, but you're just not going to get that because to have consistent Marvel greatness, you pretty much got to just always do the big dogs and you won't be able to do that. You know, you can't roll out a She-Hulk and expect it to be a hit because, bro, people don't mess with She-Hulk like that. Same with Ms. Marvel, obviously. I mean, so it is what it is. I guarantee you if Captain Marvel 2 or the Marvels was called Captain Marvel 2, it would have made a little more money. Captain Marvel got a built-in fan base, but I think calling it the Marvels made it seem like a chick flick and people weren't interested, you know? So, yeah, that's that, man. I'm super excited. Cannot wait until July 26th. You know, I'll be there on the 25th without a doubt. I don't mess around when it comes to my Marvel stuff. All right, so we got the new poster for Deadpool and Wolverine. And I like it. It's cool. I don't like that it's so much of Wolverine overshadowing Deadpool. I mean, this is Deadpool's third, possibly final movie in the MCU. I mean, what is this about? Like, maybe I'm overreacting. I don't know. Maybe y'all let me know. Let me know if I'm overreacting. A little too much dip on Wolverine's chip, if you ask me. I mean, Wolverine had about what, 4 movies or some shit? I know he had the first Wolverine, X-Men Origins. Then he had the one in Tokyo. Oh, I think he had 3, because then I think Logan was the last one. But still, he had his trilogy. Shit. So this is just a still, and this is Scott Lang, and they are saying, is this overshadowing Scott, or is this foreshadowing Scott Lang's, you know, death in the future? I'm not sure. I mean, wouldn't this, all of this be alternate realities? You know, and Scott Lang eventually is going to die, but I don't think that'd be tough, man. Just giant helmet with his skull inside. I don't think Scott Lang going out like that. And apparently this is his body as well. So, yeah, I don't think Scott Lang going out like that, man. I don't know. So a special Deadpool and Wolverine popcorn bucket will be unveiled this summer, according to Kevin Feige. And he says, some movies that inadvertently make crude and rude popcorn buckets, and then there are popcorn buckets designed by Deadpool. Salute. Was it going to be some freaky shit? I don't know. So official new Deadpool and Wolverine Funko Pop figures are now available for pre-order. Y'all getting them Funko Pops? How do y'all feel about Funko Pops, man? I still haven't really bought any. I don't know. One of my coworkers, he said he collects Funko Pops and he's trying to make a lot of money off of them. I'm not, are they really that exclusive? Like, am I not making a smart business decision by not buying Funko Pop? Somebody let me know. Like, am I not making a smart business decision by not hoarding Funko Pop? someone let me know at Kevin27World on Instagram and Twitter. I would like to know if I'm over here slacking on my business. Okay, so they actually, wait, so let me go back to that first one then. So they actually swapped out the pictures for X-Men, or not for X-Men, but Deadpool. And then they have Deadpool as the main figure, and then they have Logan's face as the X on the swords. Okay, that's better, because I was like, holy shit, man, they're going to do my man's like that on his third movie? Obviously, this one is funny, him just touching the blades full of, damn, I always forget that. Start with an A, though. A tritium or some shit like that. I forget the name. Matter of fact, let's Google it real quick, because that'd be irresponsible. Adamantium. There we go. I said a tritium. Nigga said a tritium. I know it was something like that, though. So we gonna keep it on Marvel. Catherine Newton says Ant-Man 3 was the easiest job of my life, and she has been getting brutally flamed for that, because a lot of people say we can tell. Now, I don't think she was that bad in it. I just think she didn't live up to the hype, you know? She didn't live up to the hype. And because I had already seen her in other, like, TV shows where she was good, she was okay. Not like she was bad. It just, I think a lot of people was just written poorly in that, movie. So somebody says, I think Deadpool has begun touching the multiverse. And if you look at it, it's a bunch of pictures. Oh, I can't zoom in on my computer. That's what. Oh, there we go. Yeah, if you look at it, you can see they got all of the X-Men stuff. Damn. Bruh. Y'all see what I gotta go through? Oh, snap. They got Deadpool as the Terminator. I don't know what this one. I think this is Assassin's Creed. Deadpool is Logan. Yeah, that's fire. I would definitely buy one of these just to have the alternate cover of Deadpool, because that is so freaking hilarious. I don't know if this is real or not, but if this is true, I definitely would buy one. But, I mean, who goes to the movie section at Walmart anymore? So we're keeping it on Marvel, and Tom Holland talks Spider-Man 4, and he says, I'll always want to do Spider-Man films. I owe my life and career to Spider-Man. See, that's what I like to hear. He says, we have the best business. Oh, okay. He says, we have the best in the business working toward whatever the story might be, but until we cracked it, we have a legacy to protect. Oh, my boy talking that legacy talk. And he says, this is the first time I'm in this process that I've been part of the creativity or the creative so far. I'm watching and learning. It's just a really fun stage for me. Everyone wants it to happen, but we want to make sure we're not overdoing the same things. Yeah, that's facts. That's facts. Like, and this is why, you know, always my favorite Spider-Man. Toby always going to share. He always going to hold that, you know, sweet spot. But, bro, I love the Homecoming trilogies, or the Homecoming trilogy. It's like, it's one of my favorite things, you know. It's one of my favorite things. So, I really love the Homecoming trilogy. So, he that for me, you know. So it is what it is, man. It is what it is. But I cannot wait for Spider-Man 4. I think personally, I don't think he should do Spider-Man 4. I think he should ride off into the sunset. Because you're never going to be able to top what you did with No Way Home. Like, No Way Home, you got these weird-ass people trying to downplay it now. Like, oh, when you watch it, you can tell that they're waiting for the crowd's applause. Like, bro, shut up. This is what I was saying about, you know, the internet just being full of Karens and just motherfuckers complaining all the time. Like, bro, when No Way Home came out, I didn't really see anyone trying to diss it. You know, but now that you watched it after you don't watched it 10 or 12 times because it was that great, now it's like, oh my God, I'm trying to nitpick. And to be fair, when me and Chris, when we watched it, we was hella picking it apart. But this is like after, like, we seen it a couple times, and we obviously we just given, you know, assessments, but this is assessments just while watching the movie, you know, not just hating to be hating, like, oh, the part where Toby and Andrew came out the portals was the shit. So yeah, and I can totally agree with my mans if he really feel like, bro, we don't want to muddy the waters and make it not popping. We want this to be really good. So, and you got a lot to live up to. Like, this isn't no BS. Like, they had a lot to live up to with Homecoming. Don't get it twisted. Or not Homecoming, but Far From Home. That cliffhanger was ridiculous. And it's the reason why. I think if it wasn't for that cliffhanger, I guarantee you, I don't want to say guarantee, but I don't think it would have been as much as an uproar with the Spider-Man leaving to go back to the Sony-verse as it was. I think it was that cliffhanger, and the fans was like, oh, no, y'all not about to do us like this again. Now, after Amazing Spider-Man 2, y'all going to do it again? Like, I think that's what it was. So, yeah. They delivered on No Way Home, and it's going to be tough to come back from that. I already think they're making a mistake, not by bringing back Zendaya, because obviously she's a super favorite. She's a fan favorite, you know, as far as actresses. But just for story-wise, I think it would be just a little better to, you know, try to bring on Black Cat. And they could probably still do it because, bro, if she's supposed to be brainwashed into thinking, you know, Peter Parker never existed, I want to keep it like that. They don't need to bring her back for anything. Just my point or my opinion. Bring her back and let my man Spider-Man try to get her, but he know he not gonna get her, so he ends up moving on to Black Cat. And then maybe in Spider-Man 5 he can come back and, you know, maybe they can rekindle their relationship. Other than that, I'm not rolling. I think that's all the Marvel news, and we just going to get on to the regular stuff. We're going to get into the real off day portion of this. So Tara Moorhead, a longtime Kansas prosecutor who helped police frame an innocent Black man who spent 23 years in prison, has surrendered her law license. Moorhead threatened to throw a witness in jail if the witness didn't lie about what she saw. So yeah, man, I just want to throw that out there, because the more and more technology is advancing, you're starting to see more and more of these cases about a lot of innocent Black men getting framed for some dumb shit. And not to say Black people don't commit crimes, because we do, or Black people do. I ain't even gonna throw we in there. But Black people commit crimes, so I'm not saying that. But it is, you don't really see the opposite, right? Like, you rarely see a Duke lacrosse type thing, like, where it's somebody Black trying to lie on a white person for some nut shit. Like, you rarely see it, but you always see it when it comes to the other way around. So I just wanted to point that out, you know, throw that out there, you know, and man, do better. Do better. Not only should she have to submit her law license, she should be in freaking jail. I'm not understanding. Like, she should have to go to jail and she should have to do 23 years. Like, I'm not understanding. So 50 Cent just launched his 956 square feet film studio, which is now the second biggest black owned production studio in the world. And shout out to 50, my guy. But why not just make it bigger than Tyler Perry's? How big is Tyler Perry's recording studio? Let's check that out. And I'm not trying to even, I'm just like, why be the second twice? So his is 330 acres, Tyler Perry's. Okay, 330 acres and feet. Oh, so his is 1.4 million, right? No. Oh, no, his shit way bigger than 50s. So his shit, so 330 acres is about 14,374,000 square feet. Oh, yeah, he's shitting on 50 shit. But, I mean, it's not, I just wanted to see why, but now that I see why, if 50's not even a million and Tyler Perry's is 14 million, I mean, come on. Like, now you can see why. But salute to 50. You know, 50 is a guy that I grew up on. Sad to see that he didn't really take it as far as I, when I was a kid, I thought he would have taken it in music. But, I mean, shit, at least he was able to do it in film. And
to invest it in the community itself to build what I would need to be able to execute. Okay. What I got going with G-Unit Studios is going to create a lot of jobs.
My boy said a lot of jobs. He out here sounding like a politician.
In Shreveport, my aim is to embody the spirit of conscious capitalism, to focus on creating jobs, stimulating commerce, and contributing to economic growth for this vibrant community. Our vision to make Shreveport a beacon of the entertainment industry.
Yes, let's go!
A place where creativity.
Yes, indeed.
Meets opportunity, where talent meets mentorship, where amazing stories come to life that resonate globally, and to invest it in the community itself to build.
Yo, shout out to 50, my dog, man. I've been rocking with 50 since I was about 12 years old. I'm 32. I'm really a 50 fan. So let's go, man. So this was actually funny. Because, and it's just funny when you see old white people really bumping hip hop like that. But this guy, Martin Martin, he is a retired NASCAR driver. And he talks about.
You're a big Gucci Mane fan. Gucci Mane. Where did that come from? And I guess, is there any other artists that you think are next up or you have eyes on? Are you Ice Spice, Fivio Foreign, maybe?
So I got on to Dr. Dre in about 2000. It was 2002. Kind of evolved from that to Eminem. And then I had one of my son's friends, you know, they were kids, asked me, did I listen to Gucci Mane? I didn't know who it was. So as soon as I found him, it was like crazy. But you couldn't get him on hardly anything on iTunes. You had to go to datpiff.com and it was free.
As soon as he said datpiff, you knew he wasn't bullshitting.
Download it onto your computer and then put it over to your phone. And I'm going to tell you right now, in my opinion, there is no one in the same zip code with Gucci Mane. If I rapped, I would never do a duo with him. Every time he does one with anybody, he just crushes them. I mean, that guy is unbelievable. I do like the old Gucci prior to the last prison much better than the new Gucci. And I liked his old music. I liked it when he was fat and scary. He scared Charlemagne. I mean, he was a scary dude. And I don't know what it is. I like that.
Salute old Gucci, fat Gucci with the lean gut, big goo-wop. Yo, that shit's just funny because if you like a real hip hop fan, you know about that. Like, You know about Dat Piff, bro. Dat Piff, when we used to go into like computer class, you know, every, I don't know if you guys, I don't know how old you guys are, but when I was in school, it used to be like proxy sites where you can get on and you can still search all the adult stuff. So you will have like the real niggas like me and all my homies. We on Dat Piff, and then you got the freaky ass, horny boys over there on Pornhub and shit, looking up porn and shit. But you know, we used to be on Dat Piff, listening to music, all the latest mixtapes on Dat Piff. So as soon as he said Dat Piff, all the real niggas was like, "Oh yeah, he official. He know what he's talking about. Like this ain't no PR move. This no PR stunt. He know about that old school guwa." So, salute to Mark Martin. And he said his kids put him on it. And that's what I be saying. You see how he said, "I would hate to ever do a duo with him." Like, bro, hip-hop is just all about competition, bro. Like, it's all about competition. So, yeah, I don't see anything wrong with competition. So, let's move right along. Uh-oh, we got the Drizzy verse up. Okay. Actually, let's look. I just want to look at this because, hey, yo, what is this? This Dion Waiters. First of all, especially when you hear the song, oh my God. First of all, who is the young dude? Why you dancing with your back towards another man? That shit look crazy, bro. And why does Dion Waiters keep grabbing this nigga by his waist? What is wrong with Dion Waiters? Like, bro, he didn't grab him by his waist. Like, why he keep grabbing his waist? No, this is P. Diddy activity. Look at this. Why did he grabbing this man by his waist? Especially when you hear the song being, it's so sus. That shit look crazy, man. Salute to Dion Waiters, but that shit look crazy. Because why you keep grabbing that dude by his waist? What's up with that? Like, what is that about? So, while we've been waiting on the West Coast Savior, Kendrick Lamar, yo, Drake dropped another tune on his head top, bro. I am so surprised at this. And this isn't even like, when you listen to it, it's not like a crazy diss song. Like, it's not something disrespectful, right? It's something that, it's just a little simple, a little something simple. So yeah, I like it. And I think it was creative by using AI. And I'm gonna tell you why. When the Drake leak happened, everyone, it was so hard. People was like, "Oh my God, I think it's AI. And then even when he sent academics the real version, people still was wondering if it was AI all the way until he uploaded it on DSPs. So I think it was a brilliant move for Drake to just come in and say, "All right, so y'all think I'm using AI? Well, let me use AI. And let me taunt him by using the West Coast Legends." And this is what Drake came up with, tailor-made freestyle.
Illuminati, guns rise again. You can see it in my eyes again.
Ill for this.
we need ya. The West Coast savior. Ain't greater your name in some hip-hop history. If you deal with this viciously, you seem a little nervous about all the publicity. Fuck this Canadian light-skinned doc. We need to know the baby West Coast victory, man. Call him a bitch for me. Talk about him liking young girls as a kid for me. Heard it on the Button Podcast. It's gotta be true.
Yeah, I don't know why he threw the Button Podcast in there. He probably should have left that one alone, but I get it. He probably just said it because I think that's something that's been irking him, which is Joe Budden talking about why does Drake keep rapping about 25-year-old girls? And I'm just like, I think it's just something to say because Drake, let's see, I'm 32, so Drake should be a few years. He's 37. Like, I don't see anything wrong with a grown-ass man that's 37 on top of that messing with a 25-year-old chick. Like, what's the problem? Like, bro, ain't nobody trying to be messing with no old chicks unless you somebody like, you know, what's that dude name from the Houston Rockets, you know?
They told me to spare them out, my belly is alive, and the nigga under 5'5", so it's gotta be you. I would beat the whole fucking game, it was me and Snoop Dogg, had my fucking shirt off in the House of Blues. Can't you gotta fuck this nigga, girl, he gotta get abused. All that shit about burning tattoos, he is not amused. That's jail talk for real thugs, you gotta be you. Gotta leave this motherfucker broken and bruised before we really lose. You asked for the smoke, now I seen you too busy for the smoke. I won't lie, the people confused. Now you about to get this shit another week and fall back to home, girl. But running up was up, I would've refused. For these industry relationships, she not in your shoes. You supposed to be the boogeyman, go do what you do. Unless this is a moment that you tell us it's not really you. In that case, there's nothing left to say, I just pass it to Snoop.
So I thought it was pretty interesting, Drake taking the approach of, I think he's trying to take the approach of, okay, any kind of thing you can say about me, let me just throw it at you real quick. Because Drake just said not that long ago that he pushed his album back because of Taylor Swift, right? And he just said, so he like, well, let me use that real quick. And it kind of looked a little crazy that Kendrick Lamar is not responding in a timely manner of fashion, especially when you consider Quavo and Chris Brown's responses and all of that. Even J. Cole responds to Kendrick, even though he, you know, apologized like a beta male and walked it back like Michael Jackson, you know, he still dropped. So you got to respect him for it. We all looking at Kendrick like, what's going on? So the Tupac verse, I thought the Tupac verse was okay. It's kind of funny. I thought it was okay. The Snoop Dogg verse was really good.
Yes, you. What the fuck you really got to do? We passed you the torch at the House of Blues, and now you got to do some dirty work. You know how to move, right? Right? I know you never been to jail, orange jumpsuits and shower shoes. Never shot nobody, never stabbed nobody, never did nothing violent. And no one, it's the homies that empower you. But still, you gotta show this fucking aisle who's boss on the west. Now's the time to really make a power move, cause right now it's looking like you writing out the game plan on how to lose, how to bark up the wrong tree and then get your head popped in a crowded room. World is watching this chess game, but are you out of moves? Dot, you know that the OG never fucking doubted you, but right now it seems like you posted up without a clue of what the fuck you about to do.
Yeah.
The funny thing about AI is when I'm listening to it, I can still hear Drake's flow and cadence. You can't replicate Drake's flow. So even though he's trying to sound like Snoop and trying to sound like Tupac, he still has his certain unique flow. And I mean, you can really, if you're a Drake fan, you can hear that. You can listen to that and be like, oh yeah, I can hear Drake all through that.
That's the truth. I'm definitely about to come around the land gang and let my fucking bow move. Shitting on you niggas from a whole different altitude. High up in the sky like I'm Howard Hughes. The first one really on.
Yo, I had to Google Howard Hughes, aerospace engineer.
It took me an hour or two. The next one is really about to bring out the coward in you. But now we gotta wait a fucking week, cause Taylor Swift is your new top. And if you about to drop, she gotta approve. This girl really about to make you act like you not in a feud. She tailor made your schedule with Ant, you out of the loop. Hate all you corporate industry puppets, I'm not in the mood. I love it when you niggas talk loose like I'm not in the room. Since like that, your tone changed a little, you not as enthused. How are you not in the booth? It feel like you kinda removed. You tryna let this shit die down, nah, not this time, nigga, you following through. I guess you need another week to figure out how to improve. What the fuck is taking so long? We waiting on you. The rest of y'all are definitely involved, y'all getting it too. Soon as you get the courage to drop, I'm out on the loose. On the loose. Yeah, shout out to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Drake bodied him. Drake bodied him with like kindness. Like, this was like the Canadian bar in a nigga up. Like, cause it's not what, you know, when we get to the Chris Brown portion, it ain't what Chris Brown did, but it's very nice. It's kind of like, hey bro, like you said you wanted this. Now let's go. And I think he was keeping it light because one, Drake just got off a tour and now he's at the crib and he's just having fun with it. He like, okay, what can I do that's different that no one else done? And this is why people trying to call this corny and lame. Y'all corny and lame and you don't respect creativity. Drake is really sitting at the crib in his $80 million mansion, $100 million mansion. And he was like, what can I do that's no one has done? Oh, let me write a diss track to Kendrick from the perspective of Tupac and Snoop Dogg, and then I'ma come on and I'ma act like I was talking to Snoop. Like, bro, it's creativity, it's diabolical on a whole nother level. And I think this is the problem that Kendrick Lamar is having. Every day that goes by, he's looking weaker and weaker in the light. You know, it's kind of like he's looking like a mirage. You know, you in the desert, you ain't got no water, and then all of a sudden you see a buffet and you walk up to it and it just disappears. That's kind of Kendrick Lamar right now. It's what he's looking like. Let me not forget, I got to do Ryan Garcia after this, after all of this stuff. Matter of fact, let me do that real quick. Yeah, I think Kendrick is just, he's just looking a little crazy, man, in the light, you know. I don't like it. I don't like it, you know. It's kind of embarrassing for him because he should have been came out by now. He should have been came out by now and showed a little heart, you know. Everyone responded but him. And this is the same thing that happened with Control. He dropped Control and mentioned all these people's names. And then all of these people came back with diss songs and people gave him a pass because they was like, well, Drake never responded. But apparently Drake said he seen him at the BET Awards and he wasn't on no smoke. So Drake was like, oh, well, you're just trying to use me for a moment. I'm good. This time, Drake is like, okay, use me for a moment. Let's go. Let's go. You want to really battle? Let's battle. And so far, to me, it's too old Drake. I mean, Drake dropped Push-Ups, put on DSP's amazing diss track, aimed at everybody. This song specifically aimed at Kendrick. No one else is aimed at Kendrick. And I really feel like he's just showing his lyrical prowess. And I think his lyrical ambiguity on everyone, because he can rap on some singing shit and he can rap on some real hip hop shit. And I think he's really flexing his muscles and really showing what can be done and what should be done in lyrical warfare. It's not like a big deal like everyone keep trying to make it out to be. It's just lyrics, people. It's just lyrics. Let's have fun with it. Let's see what else he said.
Biggest gangster in the music game right now. You know, I moved my album when she dropped. I said that already. You know, she about to mini. I'm do a milli rock on your head top.
She's you there too.
She got a whole PG Lang on mute like that Beyonce challenge. Y'all boys quiet for the weekend, like. Die, I know you in that NY apartment, you struggling right now, I know it. In a notepad doing lyrical gymnastics, my boy. You better have a motherfucking quintuple entendre on that shit. Some shit I don't even understand, like.
That was crazy. Because mental, or I know you in there doing gymnastics, and then he said quintuple entendre. Salute. That was a good bar just talking.
Shit better be crazy. We waiting on you. Yeah.
And again, the crazy thing about this song is Drake uploaded this song to his Instagram. Like, Drake isn't clout chasing. He's not chasing numbers. He doesn't want a number one song off this beef. Like, bro, Drake is just out here lit. He just like, bro, if we finna beef and this do lyrical warfare, let's do it and let the people decide. And I'm sorry. I think as far as we talking about lyrics, I think he's a better lyrical rapper than Kendrick Lamar, because I'm a bars type of guy and Kendrick just don't have the bars to me. Like not crazy. I think what he did with Like That is the craziest thing he's done with bars. So that's just my opinion, though. That's just my opinion. So let's just move on real quick. All right, so obviously Chris Brown and Quavo, they've been beefing for the last couple, I'll say the last few years, but it's really a couple weeks. Now, we already covered the Chris Brown diss to Quavo. We did not cover the Quavo diss to Chris Brown. But Chris Brown responded to that diss a couple days ago, and then Quavo responded to that diss, which again, is what I'm saying, is just making Kendrick Lamar just look weaker and weaker in the light. Because it shouldn't take you this long to respond to a diss track, my guy. It's not like no one is telling you to make a Grammy Award winning song. Like, bro, you just drop your hardest bars and let it go. I don't understand what Kendrick doing. But anyways, so let's hear what Chris Brown got to say on Weakest Link. And then we're going to play Quavo's song, which is OHB over Hoes and Bitches. And I think they both went hard. But, I mean, one person clearly has the edge to me.
So we can get into some gangster shit.
Hey, Chris, I don't want no issues, bro. I don't want no smoke. I don't want fights. I don't want to do nothing, bro. Please, bro.
Who wants smoke with me?
Oh, shit.
Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who want smoke with me?
There you are.
Okay, let's get down to the facts, pussy. I'm dripping red. Don't let this R&B shit fool you, niggas get ripped to shreds.
Hey,
Quavo talking like he a thug, nigga. You a bitch with dread.
Woo.
Can't wait to see the day.
As a dreadhead, that shit hurt
shit
me.
You said. What's all that ball shit you talking? You ain't no huncho, nigga.
Hey,
the weakest link out of your clique. Let's keep it a hundo, nigga.
Woo.
Fuck my ex ho, that's cool. I don't give no fuck, little nigga. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch. I'm up, little nigga. They
Woo.
Say your bitch is sweet.
Hey, that's the bar right there. I don't care. Unless Quavo can say he fucked Chris Brown, girl, you can't really get no better than that. Not while you was with her. He said, I fucked your ex-girl while she was with you, nigga. I'm up.
You fucked my ex-ho, that's cool. I don't give no fuck, little nigga. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch. I'm up, little nigga. They say revenge is sweet. Now think about that shit. Don't let that line go over your head. I might just sing about that shit. I had a feeling about
that
bitch. There's something sweet about that shit. I got some tea about that bitch, but I ain't gonna speak about that shit. I ain't playing chess with a checker player. I'm a ticking bomb on a detonator. I shit on niggas, I'm a defecator. I put amigo on a ventilator. Stop talking about beating girls. You was beating bitches on the elevator. We seen the taste, that's devastating. You doing bad. You a bitch and your music trash. Fashion week, they set me next to your lame ass. I was truly mad. All I kept thinking about was breaking your face, but I gave you a pass. You lucky I ain't wanna fuck the money up. Boy, I would've broke you in half. Quit trying to be tough, you ain't like that. Why you keep showing off? Quit talking about drugs. You the only pack that I've been smoking on. I just hit my plug, told him come back. I'ma need more than one. Your last album was a weed trade. Just some bullshit that we roll up on. You know what's on, put you to bed. Night, night, that's suit of
Show me that I'm tender, bitch. Time to prove what you done said. R.I.P. Takeoff, he the only real one that got true respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished it was you instead.
Oh, shit. You tripping, Chris, don't say that. Hey, he went disrespectful with him.
Niggas never knew revenge. This what happens when a fuck nigga push a real nigga out to the edge. This what happens when a dumb nigga get fame and it get to his head. You gon' kiss this ring, nigga. Big fuck you from my middle finger. I tattoo my trigger finger. Bring real beat to your dinner table. My mental state ain't never stable. I know this shit gon' sting, nigga. I ran your ass through the ringer, nigga. You just got body by a singer, nigga. Bitch.
Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants...
Nah, Chris Brown, man, he did not come to play. That was a crazy diss track. I mean, you can't really hate on that diss track. You know what I mean? Let's see if Quavo should already be uploaded to Instagram. Nah. So I got it off academics. It should be on Twitter though for sure. I need to get up and get my other beer or my other Jack and Coke. Damn, they cooking Quavo.
It ain't nothing but a fade. You know you lost the Frank. Niggas ran in your house, tied up your aunt, cause you ain't pay.
Oh, shit.
Your name. Don't ever bring up Tate, pussy.
You know, half of y'all niggas some hoes out here. Pussy. I'm talking about like, these niggas bleed once a month type shit.
Not bleed once a month. Bitch. And obviously, he used this cover when Chris Brown was choking a girl on the yacht. I don't know. I don't know. It was a crazy picture. But then when you see the pictures afterwards, it's like they was playing or some shit. I don't know. The girl came out and said they was playing. I don't know. So I'm already looking at Quavo crazy because he put Takeoff on it.
Fucked up by Karuchi. You tried to beat up Tiana, but Usher wouldn't let you do it. The cocaine got him.
Yo, these niggas got tea, boy.
No wonder you was the greatest nigga. You fumble. Going out sad, I'm watching you crumble. Why they got Quavo out here going back and forth with a singer that turned to a junkie? Now we got light skin versus brown skin. Nigga finna divide the country. Nigga, you ain't been in the trenches. We step in the yard, you know how that ended. Won't smoke with me. OHB mean fighting over hoes and bitches. OHB. Who gassed you up to put that out? Yeah, that was shitty, nigga. I can take a model bitch and make a sweetie, nigga.
Damn. Yo, why you do sweetie like that? He said, I can take a model bitch and make her sweetie. Yo, that's a little crazy. That's a little crazy. It's a little crazy.
My face. It ain't nothing but a fade. You know you.
How y'all feeling, man? How y'all feeling about the Quavo diss track? I liked it. I thought it was good. I think Chris Brown's was just better to me. Like, Chris Brown, even though he's a singer, Chris Brown is a veteran rapper. Like, I've been listening to Chris Brown rap for the longest. So, I'm not in the utmost surprise with Chris Brown coming off with the bars. I mean, Chris Brown does this shit, bro. Like, I'm not really surprised at it. Yo, saying somebody tied up their aunt though, that's a little crazy. That's what I said, man. These niggas got some tea on each other, bro. What's up with that? What's up with all the tea amongst the men? These men got a lot of tea on each other, bro. But yeah, I like Quavo's diss track. I just think Chris Brown just had a little more energy. And I be telling people, bro, the energy means a lot. You know, the energy is a lot, bro. Like, I think a part of that, I think the energy conversation is a part of why Kendrick got flamed, or not Kendrick, but J. Cole, because J. Cole was so passive on his diss track. I think it turned a lot of people off, because a lot of people was like, bro, you don't even mean what you said. Like, you saying all that shit, you don't mean it. And obviously, he apologized for it, so he didn't mean it. So, yeah, I agree, man. I like the diss tracks, though. I like both of them. I like the, like I said, Chris Brown's just had a lot more oomph. Like, once he said, you bragging about fucking my ex, okay, but I fucked your ex while you was with her. Like, come on. Like, and then you heard Quavo's diss track. He said, I can make another sweetie. So he did not deny it. Like, yeah. So Chris Brown was piping your chick down. Like, bro, that's a big deal, especially in a rap beef. Obviously, when we're talking about Jay-Z, you know, ski, left condoms in the baby seat. Like, that's a big deal.
Crash out about your bae.
Boy, you pussy.
Little bitch, come dance battle with my Drake.
You yeah, we got the whole thing on my page.
You punch Re in the face. Tell my fashion week, you sparing who? Come punch me in my face. It ain't nothing but a fade. You know you lost a frame. Niggas ran in your house, tied up your aunt, cause you ain't pay. This bullet got your name. Don't ever bring
it. He said, auntie!
You know, happy y'all niggas some hoes out here.
Yeah, this was clever, too. He said, come dance with my Drake, obviously. You know, what was that? No Guidance, when Drake and Chris Brown had the dance battle.
I hit your hoe for pussy. I did the paper, come in to save you, but you gon' owe me pussy. I'm on the edge, don't push me. Your bro with the feds, your pussy. Come in to come in and did no time, can't fake it, we know that you're pussy. Pussy.
I get why having take off on it, though, because, I mean, he did bring up take off on the track. So, I don't know. He did bring it up, but I don't know. I think I don't know. I thought it was the whole thing. I think Chris Brown's was better though. Salute. All right. So my last topic, man. Let's talk about the fight, Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia, and boy. Devin Haney, you let Vegas down, my guy. What happened? So my man's lost it wasn't a split decision, but it was, you know, I think it was two out of the three judges picked Ryan Garcia, and they should have, honestly, I don't even know what the third judge was thinking. Ryan Garcia won that fight, and he pretty much, I don't want to say he won it easily, because I feel like easily winning a fight is knocking a motherfucker out. But, yeah, I think Ryan Garcia, he bodied my mans. I'm trying to find some highlights. Oh, actually, let's go on YouTube. Because they got them on YouTube, the full highlights. I was super disappointed, man. Super disappointed, but it's not like I'm a super Devin Haney fan. I'm just a fan because, you know, he's from Las Vegas. And obviously, when you're watching boxing matches, you always go with the black guy, right? So, I mean, as far if you black, like, I knew, what's his name? Tyson Fury. I knew he was going to beat Deontay Wilder, but you got to just roll with Deontay Wilder because obviously Deontay, you know, he the black guy, so you got to roll with that. You know, it's just how we roll, man. But I knew he was going to beat him, man, because, you know, he's a skilled fighter. Now, this one, a little more surprising. considering how Devin Haney seemed way more poised and ready for the moment as opposed to Ryan Garcia. And maybe, hey, and just maybe the way that Ryan Garcia was acting, maybe it tricked his opponent to think that this was an easy win. And no. Now, Ryan Garcia did come in overweight. He was 3 pounds overweight. So that's not good. So he didn't even get to get the belt. But he still ended up catching a W. So it's still impressive.
4 victories, just 1 defeat. 20 wins coming by way of knockout. He is the former WBC interim lightweight world champion. He is the fighting pride of Victorville, California.
Bro from Victorville.
King Rye, Ryan.
I was talking so much shit. I was like, how you the king and you got a loss? But I like Ryan Garcia. This is the second fight I bought of his. He know how to drum up a lot of interest.
Wearing gray trunks, he weighed in 140 pounds even. In 31 bouts as a professional, he is perfect. 31 victories, no defeats. 15 wins coming by way of knockout from Las Vegas, Nevada. He is the former undisputed lightweight world champion, the current reigning, defending, undefeated WBC Super Lightweight Champion of the World. Here is the dream, Devin Haney.
Now let's get the fight going.
You're that aggressive. Get overcome.
Big left hand by Garcia.
Yeah, right there. I feel like he just started the fight off, just kind of letting him know with that left hand. Then he knocked him down right there. I didn't think Devin Haney was going to get up from this one.
But that trick is enough. That left hook is lethal.
Kid Garcia stunned the boxing world. Devin the Dream Haney is going through a nightmare now.
As frequently as it needs to happen.
Damn.
Second time, it's Devin Haney. Oh, will the third time be the charm?
This one was crazy, especially how they filmed how he looked getting up.
What a fight. What a show. What an event.
You know, this was billed as the rubber match between Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney, fight number 7. After this, I want to see 8 and 9.
Yeah, man, super good fight. I liked it. Lot of holding, but that's what you do when you get your ass whooped, man. So I'm not mad at it. You know, it is what it is. So yeah, I enjoyed it, man. I had a good time watching the fight. I thought it was really good. All right, y'all. I don't know if you can see, man. I'm over here sweating. It is getting to that point in Las Vegas where, hey, if you ain't got no fan on or they're going crazy, you finna be sweating this bitch like a motherfucker. So I'm about to get up off of here. But I hope you guys enjoyed this, man. On my last beer or whiskey mixed with Coke. I'm not going to call it beer. I had a good one. This was fun. I wouldn't have bought this for that because I was like, bro, Deadpool dropping and all of this shit drop. All right, let's get it. So, yeah, man, I hope you guys enjoyed this. This is a fun episode for me. Make sure you drain out that bad energy, man, and live free every day, 999, for sure, for sure. It shows Kevin27. Make sure you following at Kevin27World on Instagram, Twitter. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. And believe until you make believers.